Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! There are 1,000 stories at Raymond Chandler Elementary School. Most of them have happy endings. But sometimes, things get messier than a kindergartner finger painting during an earthquake. That's where I come in. Sam Archer, third grade detective.
Episode 4, The Low Five. There's a well-known scientific theory that time actually slows down when you're sitting in Mr. Kozlowski's math class. It's called the Kozlowski effect.
So we can only add or subtract the fractions if the denominators are the same. For example...
Okay, maybe it's not a well-known theory. In fact, I just made it up. But I was sitting in Mr. Kozlowski's math class, and time was moving slower than my great-grandma Ina walking backwards uphill in a windstorm.
So you can't subtract one-third from one-half. Unless you convert...
To pass the time, I was looking at the one remaining piece of physical evidence we had. The dark gray handprint on JT's backpack. The handprint wasn't wet, like paint or ink. In fact, it looked like ashes. But no one had had a campfire at school yesterday.
JT, what does that handprint look like to you?
It's in the shape of a hand.
Your powers of observation are staggering, JT. What I meant was...
Ms. Archer, please pay attention. This is an important skill you will need later in life, especially if you ever have to divide a certain number of pies equally among a certain number of guests.
Yes, Mr. Kozlowski.
That reminds me. I graded your ELA tests from last week. You all did fine, I guess. Not everybody's gonna be president. Ms. Stevens, I don't have yours graded yet.
Suddenly, JT was sitting up like a dog who just caught the scent of peanut butter.
Hey, Sam, I just remembered. Yesterday, Ashley Stevens wasn't...
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, do you have something to share with the class?
No, sir. Sorry.
If you and Ms. Archer continue to distract each other, I will move you to opposite sides of the classroom. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Won't happen again, sir.
I'm sorry I lost my temper there. That's a side of me I try to keep to myself.
JT looked embarrassed, and his day was about to get worse, because it was almost...
Lunchtime. Everyone form an orderly line for the cafeteria.
Lunchtime. The cafeteria lady was serving up something that I couldn't identify, and I'm a detective.
Enjoy your burrito bowl.
Aren't burritos usually wrapped in a tortilla?
It's deconstructed.
What does that mean?
It's like all the stuff of a burrito without the burrito. In a bowl. Hence, burrito bowl.
Thank you, I guess?
Ma'am, what's this stuff here?
Which? The refried beans or the guacamole?
The green stuff.
Oh, that's cheese.
At least it's vegetarian. Come on, JT, let's go find a table.
Hey, why did you become a vegetarian anyway?
It was after I did some investigating on how hot dogs are made. Trust me, JT, you don't want to know.
In that case, I won't ask.
So what was it you got excited about in math class?
Oh, right. I was thinking about the day Nero went missing.
You mean yesterday?
Yeah. Recess was canceled because of the rainstorm, but we still had gym. The kickball team did practice drills.
While the rest of the class played crab soccer, I remember.
But Ashley Stevens didn't practice with us yesterday, even though she's on the team.
Why not?
She was taking a makeup test in Mr. Kozlowski's room.
Do you think she could have taken Nero?
No way! Ashley wouldn't take our good luck mascot before an important game. But maybe she saw something. Could be a lead.
Good thinking, JT. Let's go ask her.
Hey, Ashley.
Nothing. Why? I'm just eating my lunch. I'm not the one on trial here. You're the one who's acting suspicious.
What?
I should go. I need to be somewhere. Else. Somewhere else. Bye!
Wait! We just wanted to ask you a couple of questions!
Where are you going?
Elsewhere!
Should we chase her?
Good luck catching Ashley. She's the fastest runner on the kickball team.
Did you find her reaction strange?
Kind of. But Ashley's always a little jumpy.
It's not like she can avoid us all day. We'll see her when we get back to class.
Hey, I'll trade you my chocolate milk for your fruit cup.
You got yourself a deal. You know, my mom says you are what you eat.
So at this point, you're like 70% junk food.
I only eat junk food at school. These days, Mom only buys healthy stuff for our house.
Like fruits and vegetables?
It's just as terrible as it sounds.
After JT and I finished our lunch, we walked around the school looking for Ashley, but we came up emptier than yesterday's pudding cup. When we got back to Mr. Kozlowski's classroom, we had another surprise waiting for us.
Sam, look at Ashley's desk. She's gone!
She must have come back here for her backpack. It's gone too.
Unless... Do you think she was kidnapped?
No signs of a struggle. No ransom note.
All right, everyone. Please take your seats.
Mr. Kozlowski, where's Ashley?
She went to the nurse's office with a headache. Please sit down and open your ELA books to page 96.
Mr. Kozlowski, did you notice anything strange about Ashley when she took her makeup test yesterday?
Strange? No, Ms. Archer. I mean, she sharpened way too many pencils.
That sounds like Ashley.
Did she sharpen so many pencils that she had to dump out the pencil sharpener? This is important.
I know this may be hard to believe, Ms. Archer, but I really didn't pay attention to Ashley Stevens' pencil sharpening yesterday. Please take your seats.
This is getting more and more suspicious.
It is?
First, Ashley doesn't want to talk to us. Then she goes to the nurse's office. It's like she's trying to avoid us.
Unless she just happened to get a bad headache. Could be a coincidence.
In my business, we don't believe in coincidences. You have to assume everything happens because someone made it happen. The real question is, how do we get to the nurse's office to question Ashley? This might take a little figuring out. Luckily, that's what I do. Say, why don't you take a quick break while I plan my next step, and we'll meet back here in a couple minutes. See you then. And we're back. JT and I were stuck in Mr. Kozlowski's class, but my mind was elsewhere. We needed to get to the nurse's office to question Ashley Stevens. The only question was how.
All right, everyone select a partner for the next exercise.
Okay, we're supposed to write a scene where—
Never mind the assignment. How do we get to the nurse's office to question Ashley?
We don't. She's got to come back to class eventually, right? We'll talk to her then.
And if her parents pick her up and take her home?
Then I guess we'll talk to her tomorrow.
We only have until Friday to solve the case. I think it's time for desperate measures. Act like you're gonna be sick.
What? No, I'm not doing that.
JT, we need to question Ashley. Now come on. Mr. Kozlowski, JT's not feeling so good.
What's wrong, JT?
It's my...
Stomach.
Stomach! I'm feeling nauseated. I think I need to see the nurse.
Suddenly, JT's acting got really good. He instantly turned pale and started sweating buckets. He was like a sponge being squeezed by an invisible hand.
I'm...
Okay, you really look bad. Of course you can go to the nurse's office.
I'll take it, Mr. Kozlowski.
Ms. Archer, I didn't say you could...
It's no problem at all, really. Let's go, JT. I'll grab your backpack.
I'm sure JT can walk himself. All right, don't mind me.
Really excellent work back there. You even had me convinced, and I knew you were pretending.
I wasn't pretending.
You're really feeling sick?
I'm no good at lying, especially to teachers. It makes my tummy twist up in knots.
Oh, well, good job anyway. Let's go talk to Ashley about yesterday.
I'm also wondering why she ran away from us at lunchtime.
Speaking of lunch...
Hey, you kids. What can I do you for?
Wait, what's the cafeteria lady doing in the nurse's office?
I'm also the school nurse now. I've been doing both jobs for a couple of weeks.
Why?
Budget cuts. Also, they figured that since most of the nurse visits are due to foodborne illness, it was kind of my mess to clean up. So which one of you is sick?
Actually, we're here to talk to Ashley Stevens.
I don't know. She's lying down in the next room with a headache. Her dad's coming to get her.
Oh, we should go back to class then, right, Sam?
You know what always makes me feel better when I have a headache?
Aspirin? Sleep?
Soup!
You mean soup makes you feel better when you have a cold, right?
No, silly. Chicken soup is good for a cold, sure. But when you have a splitting headache, you need a bowl of this lady's world-famous split pea soup.
My soup is pretty good for headaches. Also, you can soak your silverware in it and it dissolves all the tarnish.
That's good, I guess.
It sure is. You know, I was just telling JT yesterday, nothing cures a headache like the cafeteria lady's split pea soup. Isn't that right, JT?
No, no one has ever put those words together in that order.
Shh, maybe I should go get Ashley some soup. I have some left in the freezer.
I am sure she'd appreciate it.
I'll be right back.
And now we've lied to the cafeteria lady. I really don't feel so good.
We didn't lie exactly.
You strongly implied that her split pea soup was a miracle cure for headaches.
Okay, fine. I may have stretched the truth a little bit.
Can we question Ashley and get back to class before we get in trouble?
After you.
Hey, Ashley.
JT? Sam? What are you doing here?
We'd like to ask you a couple of questions about yesterday.
I don't want to talk to you. I have a headache.
Ashley, we're just trying to figure out what happened to Nero.
What makes you think I know anything?
You were in the classroom, alone, right before he disappeared.
That's just a coincidence.
Is it? You sharpened a ton of pencils right before the test.
So, I do that before every test. Everyone knows that.
That's true, Sam. I always wondered why she needs so many sharp pencils.
It makes me feel more secure. Like, even if I break the tips off the first 12 pencils during the test, I still have another 6.
That kind of makes sense. Guess that's that then, right, Sam?
Not quite.
There's nothing wrong with sharpening pencils.
True, but sometimes when you sharpen so many pencils, you have to dump out the pencil sharpener.
So?
So, if you spill pencil shavings onto your hand, it can make your hand dirty. And then if you touch, say, JT's backpack...
Hey, let go of my hand!
Her hand matches the handprint exactly!
No, it doesn't.
It clearly does.
All right, I confess.
You took Nero? But Ashley, you're on the kickball team.
I didn't take Nero, not really.
How do you not really take something?
I was feeling super nervous about my makeup test. I thought if I could just pet Nero, I was desperate. I hadn't studied. I needed all the good luck I could get.
So you took Nero out of the backpack, leaving a pencil dust handprint behind.
Yes, but I didn't take him. I petted Nero for a little bit and then I put him right back on top of JT's backpack. But then I knocked over a smoothie someone had left in the cubby area.
Then what?
Nothing. I told Mr. Kozlowski that I had spilled something and he said he'd call the custodian to clean up. Then I took my test and forgot all about it until JT started yelling that his stuffed wolf was missing. But Nero was still in the cubby area when I left him. I'm sorry, JT. I know it's partially my fault he's gone. I've been feeling guilty about it ever since.
It's okay, Ashley. It sounds like you made a mistake and were too scared to let me know. I felt that way sometimes, but I wish you would talk to me about it.
I know.
Looks like another dead end, huh, Sam?
I wasn't so sure. Yes, Nero was still missing, and Ashley didn't take him. Even so, we had a few pieces of the puzzle. All we needed to do was start fitting them together. If there's one thing I've learned about detective work, it's...
Here you go! Split pea soup! I brought it up for everybody!
Sometimes you have to eat the soup you're given. Hey, join us next time and we'll track down our next clue. In the meantime, you should check out all the other great Go Kid Go shows on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.